Okay. Lines are now merged, David.
Okay, great. Thanks. This is David Corus. It's 11:04 a.m. Committee Chair Brian Thompson was not able to be here this morning, so I will chair the meeting. I'll start with roll call, but before that, just for the public, I just want to announce one change. This was noticed as a regular meeting in error. It's actually a special meeting because this was not the regularly scheduled HR committee meeting. And so because it is a special meeting, we will not be voting on the prior meeting minutes, and there will be no opportunity for new business. And so the agenda will be call to order, public comment, discussion of hiring performance and employment status, old business, and then adjournment. And so I will start with a call to order, indicate your presence. Dave Perillo.
Here.
Grant Westerson.
I'm here.
Alexandra Daum. Okay, and as I indicated, Brian Thompson is unavailable. With the 3 of 5 members present, we have a quorum, and we'll move on to public comment. Please open the lines.
Lines are open.
Okay, any members of the public who wish to speak at this time, remember it's *6 to unmute your line. Please state your name and make comment.
Good morning. This is Bill Gash. I'm the chairman of the Connecticut Pilot Commission, also executive director of the Connecticut Maritime Coalition.
Yeah, please go ahead, Bill. Yep, absolutely. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. I'm making comment by reading the CMC letter dated 20 July 2023, addressed to the Secretary of the Connecticut Office of Policy and Management, also addressed to the Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Transportation. The letter is dated 20 July, as I said, and it reads as follows. Subject, Connecticut Port Authority Program Management. Body of the letter is, I am writing as Executive Director of the Connecticut Maritime Coalition, a nonprofit trade association and maritime cluster organization founded in 2000 that represents businesses engaged in maritime commerce in the state of Connecticut. Our member companies are extremely concerned about the possibility that Mr. Joseph Salvatore, currently the maritime program manager at the Connecticut Port Authority, is being reassigned to another division of the Connecticut Department of Transportation. Currently, Mr. Salvatore provides program management of the statewide dredging program, ship program, and Connecticut Marine pilots. Upon his departure, the Connecticut Port Authority will be staffed by an interim executive director, part-time bookkeeper, and individuals from a temporary employment company, all of which have no maritime experience. Mr. Salvatore provides stability, insight, and seasoned management of Connecticut's maritime growth and development. Attempting to backfill Mr. Salvatore's position with yet another temporary staffing band-aid will create incalculable harm to the numerous maritime programs he currently manages. Connecticut's maritime industry and the people of Connecticut deserve more than that. It is our opinion that no one is more capable to continue these programs than Mr. Salvatore. Mr. Salvatore managed the statewide dredging program and state marine pilots in the Connecticut DOT Maritime Office for a decade prior to the formation of the Connecticut Port Authority, assigning Mr. Salvatore to the Maritime Office in the Connecticut DOT would ensure successful continuation of these programs. And in the comment, thank you very much.
Great, thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Remember *6 to unmute your line.
This is Jeff Stedman. May I make some comments?
Mr. Chairman?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, go right ahead, Jeff.
Thank you. I'm, as you say, Jeff Stedman, and I'm a member of the board of the Connecticut Harbor Management Association. And as you know, this is a volunteer group that shares information and addresses issues of common interest. I've been asked today to speak specifically on behalf of the chairs of the Stamford, Fairfield, Stratford, West Haven, and if Mr. Braddock is not on the line, of the Norwich Commission as well. We don't know for sure what the subject of your executive session is, but we are aware of the issue that Mr. Gash has just talked about, and that has to do with the relocation of Program Manager Salvatore, which is a concern to all of our members, especially the towns and commissions that have benefited substantially from your Small Harbor Improvement Projects Program grant. So just a little bit of background information and to talk about the interest and the involvement of our association in these matters goes back to the early 2003 when we conducted a study of the federal maintenance dredging process in Connecticut. And we published a report that recommended, among other things, that there be a specific state entity responsible for coordinating dredging projects and a specific state official, a state dredge coordinator. And not that our report directly led to this, but after our report, the Connecticut Maritime Commission was established, and also the Office of the State Dredge Coordinator in the Department of Transportation, Maritime Office. And that coordinator was Mr. Salvatore. Then when the Connecticut Port Authority was formed, and I think that's back in 2014 or when it was the initial legislation, we were concerned that if the Maritime Division of the DOT was eliminated by the creation of the Port Authority, and the Port Authority only focused on the three major ports, then the programs that have been established of benefit to all of the other ports would be lost. And as a result, as you all know, there was a Port Authority Working Group that was established. And some of us participated for the better part of the year in the deliberations and the recommendations of that Port Authority Working Group, leading to the current programs of the Port Authority and the responsibility of the Port Authority to be concerned with all of the harbors in Connecticut. And there was also Governor Malloy, I think it was in 2014, had the foresight to recognize that there are many federal navigation projects in Connecticut that cannot be expected to receive federal funds. So a state program was established for providing state-bonded funds for dredging those harbors. And that program was started and successfully provided to several towns with the DOT's Maritime Division. And now subsequent to, the last few years, again, to reiterate what Mr. Gash said and Dr. Pinto, our president, will talk in a few minutes, we're quite concerned that if Mr. Salvatore is relocated to a non-maritime position, that his experience and his knowledge will be lost in effect, and then we're going to go back to maybe conditions that existed a number of years ago. So in the letter that Dr. Pinto will mention that you received, the request is that you and other state officials that are involved in overseeing the maritime programs make the best decision possible for allocating the personnel and the employee resources that you have to advance and continue these programs. And I know I'm talking a lot, and I'll stop. And again, Dr. Pinto is going to speak. And the remarks that I've just made have been made, again, on behalf of the Stamford, Fairfield, Stratford, West Haven, and Norwich Harbor Commissions. And many of those, I guess, pretty much all of the Harbor Commission chairs would like to be able to speak today, but since it's a work day, they were not able to. But thank you so much for listening and for your time and for your service to the state of Connecticut. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for the comments. Any other members of the public like to speak at this time? Monitor star 6 to unmute your line.
Captain Charlie Jonas.
Yeah, please go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm the senior pilot on ship coming down the Sound, in and out, and to Connecticut Port. I've been piloting ship in and out of Connecticut Port for over 35 years, and there's been quite a difference from when I started until the current time now. We have a big problem with shoaling in Connecticut Port. Bridgeport used to be 35 foot. Connecticut, New Haven is supposed to be 35 foot. And of course, the Navy maintains a lot of the dredging in New London. But we have one person there, Joe Salvatore. The pilots refer to him as the dredging czar. He oversees all this. Now, this project for Bridgeport is going to be in the number, maybe $65 million. The New Haven project, which is involved deepening and dredging and widening the channel, we're looking at right now $95 million. Of course, it's going to be course overruns. That dredging, I think, is going to start in 25. And now we have another project that Joe Salvatore has been involved in, the State Pier. The State Pier, the cost of that is over $300 million. So now we're talking a total of between the State Pier and the two ports that are going to be dredged, almost $500 million. And Joe Salvatore is the guy who handles this. We already spent time. The dredging project in New Haven is going to be the first one. And we already spent time, some of the pilots, we spent a total of like 7 weeks down in Vicksburg at the Army Corps of Engineers Research and Development. Going over the particulars of the dredging project, the channel deepening, and everything else. And Joe Salvatore set that up at no cost to the state. The Army Corps of Engineers picked up the bill on that. We have these new ships coming into the State Pier. They just started coming in now. These are different than the ships that the pilots normally handle. And we said, well, could we get some simulator training on that? Joe Salvatore set that up. The users of the facility paid the bill for that. That training is all done. It didn't cost the state anything. This whole project, bringing ships in and bringing ships out, it's all teamwork. We have the pilots, we have the tug, we have the terminal facilities, and we have Joe Salvatore, who oversees everything. Any problems with any one of those things, we go to Joe Salvatore. And I think that being the biggest part of this team, that the state should do everything they can to keep him in the position that he's in as the maritime project manager. So we look forward to working with him in the future as we have in the past. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Captain. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Yep, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Hello, and thanks to the Port Authority Human Resources Committee for allowing me to speak. I'm Erin McKenna again, and I'm a planner for the City of Stamford. Over the last 8 years, we have greatly benefited from the SHIP grant program, and we have also greatly benefited from the maritime experience and the guidance of Joe Salvatore. I thought it was interesting to hear him that he's as the dredging czar, and I can see why, because he has helped Stamford so much with our dredging projects. Whatever position he will be taking, I would like to take the opportunity to thank him for years of counsel and support and for all the improvements that are possible now because of his assistance. So I'm here because I'm very concerned about the continuity of the program and really anxious to hear what next steps will be. Thank you so much for the opportunity to comment.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time?
Hello. Yes. John Kintel here?
Yep. Go right ahead, John.
Oh, yes. No, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak before the Connecticut Port Authority Human Resources committee. Again, I'm actually paraphrasing pretty much what Mr. Stedman had mentioned earlier. I'm president of the Connecticut Harbor Management Association, which is, as you probably know, is a volunteer organization that represents the 27 municipal, I guess, in some of the harbors from Stonington to Greenwich. And again, I guess Commissioner Eccolito is certainly familiar with our participation as a member of the Port Authority Working Group that provided some guidance to the legislature and other establishments for setting up the Connecticut Port Authority. And again, this is, again, my comments today are basically a corollary to our letter, the CHMA's letter on July 21st that we sent to Mr. Jeffrey Beckham and Mr. Garrett Eccolito regarding maintaining the continuity and efficacy of the maritime program. Connecticut's small and mid-sized ports require certainly an effectively operating maritime program, particularly at the, you know, dealing with the ship grant program, you know, and certainly the knowledge base that concerning dredging projects, as you so heard from other members of the public to speak on behalf of certainly Mr. Salvatore's, certainly has a very large knowledge base. And so basically, again, not to belabor the issue, that we certainly request that you take the appropriate necessary action to ensure, you know, successful continuation of these important programs through the most effective use of state resources. And that certainly includes the skills and experience of Mr. Salvatore. Again, I couldn't stress enough, and I'm perhaps maybe biased, that if you look at the economic value of the ports in Connecticut from Stonington to Greenwich, the economic value probably of the combined ports is probably equal to or maybe exceeds those of the three main ports that are in operation under the federal navigation, you know, budget. Small ports and harbors really depend on the important continuity of the maritime program at the Connecticut Port Authority. And I thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thanks for your comments. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Reminder that it's star 6 to unmute your line. Okay, moving on. Thanks, everyone who took the time to come and speak. We appreciate your comments. Next item on the agenda, it will be an executive session pursuant to Section 1-200, Subsection 6, Subsection A of the General Statutes of Connecticut for the purpose of discussing hiring, performance, and employment status of employees. I'm going to read a resolution, entertain a motion and second, and we can go into executive session. Resolved that pursuant to Section 1-200, Subsection 6A of the Connecticut General Statutes of Connecticut, by 2/3 vote of the members of the Human Resources Committee, here and after referred to the committee, present and voting, the committee hereby approves to enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing the hiring, performance, and employment status of employees. Before I take a vote, I will ask the Interim Executive Director, Ulysses Hammond, to certify that it is in the public interest to have this discussion in executive session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I certify that the public interest and the disclosure of the discussion regarding the hiring and employment status of employees is outweighed by the public interest and the confidentiality of same.
Great. All those in favor of moving into executive session, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, with a unanimous vote of those present, we will move into executive session. Members of the public, I can't predict how long this will be, but we will ultimately come out of executive session and conclude the meeting. To invite into executive session, I'll invite Ulysses Hammond and DOT Commissioner Garrett Eccolito.
Proud.
Okay, great. All right, we're out of executive session, 11:59. No votes or actions were taken. Is there any old business that anyone would like to discuss? Ulysses, maybe you want to give the committee a brief old business update on the hiring status related to the office manager position?
Yes. The office manager position panel has now, the panel has settled on one candidate. The reference checks are being conducted as we speak right now. As a matter of fact, that commenced today as well. And so we should have someone on board, hopefully, within the next couple of weeks. The candidate requested a two-week notice to her current employer. We had three candidates out of a total of roughly about 40 candidates that were interviewed in person. And we had also set up a situation for 14 of those 40 candidates to be interviewed by way of video. The panel consisted of Brian Thompson, as well as Dave Perillo, and myself. As I indicated, we hope to be in a position to introduce a new employee within the next couple of weeks.
Good. Great. Thanks for the update, Ulysses, and I want to extend my thanks to both Dave and Brian for the time they put in to support Ulysses on that process. Okay, any other old business? Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Is there a second? I'll second. Motion and seconded. Meeting is adjourned at 12:01 p.m.
Thank you,
Thanks, everyone.